I'm Lance Ward, and welcome to the 5-Day Bible Reading Plan podcast. In this podcast, what we will be doing is reviewing each week what we've read as we read through the Bible in a year using the 5-Day Bible Reading Plan. This is a plan I have used for the last several years to get me through the Bible in a year's time, and I'm excited about it because it's a very simple and easy way to read through Scripture. And so I'd like to tell you a little bit about how this podcast will work, though. As you clicked on this podcast, you saw a link to where you can download a paper copy of the 5-Day Reading Plan, and I hope you've done that. And most people start this in January, then the first full week of January, although you can really start this any time of year you want. But I will speak as we start this one in the first few weeks as if it is the first of the year. But you could start this at any time. I want to just say, too, though, that the goal is that you read this plan and then join our podcast, and every week after we've done our week's reading, I will just show you a few simple observations I made about the text we read that week, but the beauty of it will be us reading this on our own during the week, and then I will summarize in this podcast each week some of the things I saw, and you will have seen different things, and that's the beauty of it, that when we read through Scripture, depending a lot of the times on how attentive we are or during our maybe something going on in our lives, we will see different things. And I hope you see the beauty of that, that when you hear this podcast and you hear my observations, you will also remember to write down some of your own as you are reading through the Scripture. And that's one of the things I do, too. Whenever I read through the Bible in a year, I always have something to write in just to record maybe a thought or two that I took from that day. So let me go through two things about this plan itself. The first thing is what I like about this plan, and the second thing is how I go about using this plan for my personal study. One of the things I really like about this reading plan is that every day there's a blend of Old and New Testament. Now, I don't know about you, but I've tried reading through the Bible before, and I stopped somewhere in the Old Testament because for different reasons, it just was not as exciting to me, or I just didn't get into it. And this happens a lot with people that try to read through Scripture. They spend a few weeks, and then they just maybe get down into the weeds of Leviticus or Deuteronomy, and that's understandable. But with this one, it keeps things fresh, because every day you've got a little bit of old, a little bit of new, and on many days, at least one psalm. So it's also beneficial because this plan, and there are a lot of good reading plans out there, but here's what I love about this plan. Sometimes we have weeks that just don't go right, and we miss a day. And what usually discourages people in their annual reading of the Bible is they start missing a day or two, and then they just give up. With the 5-day plan, you read Monday through Friday, but if you miss a day or two, you have Friday and Saturday to catch up. So it's real easy to stay caught up in this plan. So I love that about this. Also, sometimes, whether coincidentally or providentially, the texts you read from the Old Testament will directly correspond to the ones you read in the New Testament. This doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's really beautiful to see how both the way God worked in the past and the way He's working now have some relationship and have some correlation. Also, the last thing I love about this plan, and other plans do this as well, but when we read through the Old Testament, there will be some chronological order to it. So especially when we get to the Kings and Chronicles, in Kings and Chronicles, you see Israel and Judah going up and down between obedience and disobedience. And in their worst days, the prophets come and confront them. So we might be reading through Kings, and then all of a sudden, now we're reading through Isaiah, because Isaiah spoke to people in that time. And so there's a chronological order, and there's a cohesion there. There's a lot of cohesion, too, between David and the Psalms. When David is being pursued by Saul, well, that day we will read one of the Psalms that likely corresponds to that event. So there's a lot of correlation in this plan, too. So that's what I like about it. How do I go about this? And again, when people read through Scripture or when they're told to, it is easy to think to ourselves, if we've never done this before, that, oh, wow, there's no way I can read through the whole Bible in one year. But it really doesn't take that much time to do, as long as you do so in manageable chunks, sort of like eating a meal. You eat a meal one bite at a time. And in the same way, when we read through the Scripture, our diet each day is just a small portion. And it takes around, for most people, it'll take around 20 minutes to do the reading. And all I do when I read through the Bible, for the most part, is I just want to make sure I read it. Sometimes I'll find things I want to study further. Sometimes I'll see some points that I think, wow, I want to spend some more time on this. But my goal every day is simply to read through it. It's not to become a master scholar or anything like that. It's just to read through the Bible. It takes about 20 minutes. And you know, many of us spend a decent amount of time each day on things that don't matter nearly as much as hearing directly from God. So in that light, I know in my life, 20 minutes is not hard to find. I unfortunately spend time watching TV, maybe on social media, just doing things that really don't matter eternally. And sometimes I spend more time doing that than I do reading the Bible. And so when I think about that, and maybe that's true of you too, 20 minutes is not really that hard to find. And it's even easier to find for me if I've got a certain time of day I've set aside. And it's different for different people, but for me, that time is when I first get out of bed and I have my cup of coffee and I sit down on a nice chair in my den and have a cup of coffee with me, got my pen and a notebook and I've got my Bible. No one's calling me. Nothing is happening. Sometimes the sun hasn't even come up. The dog doesn't even want to be let out yet. She's across the room just yawning, you know, so I got time. And in that time, I find that I can truly focus. It's very quiet, very good time for me. You might be different. Maybe morning is not your best time, but I would say just pick the best time each day. And I would just, this is what's helped me. I have a set time. I don't just say, well, tomorrow sometime I'll read this. I always have a set time, and that helps me stay focused and stay on task to reading. If your schedule is really tight, and this may be, I don't know if we can do this as easily with the 5-day plan because it's broken up into chunks, but you might be someone that just has a busy schedule and on your way to work, you just listen through your phone, you listen to the text that way. And sometimes that's helpful because listening to the Word of God and reading in the Word of God, I've found have different effects on what we remember. And sometimes listening is actually better. And there are plenty of resources out there, audio resources, especially with the YouVersion of Scripture. So at the end of each week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to summarize some observations I've made in my readings, and I hope these are helpful to you. You will get the most out of these podcasts by also doing the reading yourself ahead of time, and you will have noticed other things as well. A couple of other pieces of advice here. Pick a Bible version that is easy to read. Some of the most reader-friendly versions include the New Living Translation and the NIV. Those are the most readable. I also like the ESV, the English Standard Version, and I'm reading this year out of the Christian Standard Bible, which is fairly easy to read as well. I also tell people this, whenever they want to read through the Bible in a year, or even when they just want to start reading their Bible in a daily time, I try to remember to tell people, because I'm learning this myself, is I don't put pressure on myself every day to get something out of the reading. There are going to be days where you just get nothing out of it. There are going to be days where you think, wow, I don't know if I wasn't paying attention or if this scripture just didn't mean anything to me, but that's okay when that happens. Reading the scripture is kind of like panning for gold. You just keep going, and you'll find treasure eventually. But I sometimes will go for days and maybe a few weeks before I really see something that stands out to me. That's okay. If that happens to you, don't stop. Just keep reading, and there is gold to be found there. The way I like to think about it is no one runs a marathon after just a few days of training. You run a marathon, and I know this because I've run a half marathon because I haven't run a full marathon, but I know people who've done this. Here's what they will say. But even in running half marathons, I would train for maybe 6 months, and there would be days where I just thought, you know what, I don't think I can do this. Well, a couple days later, I'd get up, run again, and there were days that were good, there were days that were hard. Any kind of physical training is like this, and spiritual training is the same way. There will be days where you're not motivated. There will be days where you get nothing out of it, but just keep training, keep moving, keep pushing. In that persistence, we will find some great riches. And you might only find, if you read through the Bible in the year, you might find only 6 or 7 things that really stood out to you that were truly life-changing things. And you might think, wow, I'm reading 365 days to get 6 or 7 things. But here's the reality. If we hadn't read every day, we would never have seen those 6 or 7 things. So I like to keep that in mind. Romans 12:2, you might remember that verse. That's a verse you've memorized, perhaps, if you've grown in Christ for many years, where Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In that verse, transformed is in the passive voice, meaning that what this transformation is nothing I do, it's what God does. So what Paul says is he does not say transform yourself. He says be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Reading scripture on a regular basis is one way that we can renew our minds. The basic meaning is whatever you put into your mind is going to transform you. Whatever you let go into your eye gate, whatever you let come into your ears is going to turn you into some type of person. Let that be the word of God on a daily basis. Finally, one last thing that I like to keep in mind. The goal of reading through the Bible is never to earn extra points with God, nor to brag about the fact that you've read through the Bible. See, if we're trusting in Christ, we are fully approved and accepted by God, so we don't need to concern ourselves with impressing God or impressing others. He's not taking a grade here. He's not measuring our progress in just simply reading. Our goal, though, in reading the Scripture is simply to get to know God better. Jesus in John 17:3 says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Jesus there does not say that they may know about you, but that they may know you, that they may know God. It's this idea of a close personal relationship. And so when I go and I read Scripture every day, whether I feel like it or not, whether I think I'm going to get anything out of it or not, I kind of in the back of my mind say, God, I'm trusting that these readings every day will help me to get to know you better personally. And then when we do that, we become more familiar with the way God operates and the way we operate and how we can adapt our life to conform more to His ways and to be transformed. So after the first week, come back and we will look at what we read in week one, and then we will continue that for 52 weeks in the year. I'm excited to have you join me, and I hope God blesses you through these readings.